Hello. Oh, you can hear that music. It is time to make the job. And, it's time to think about what you might say, because this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And anybody who has a phone and can dial that toll-free number can call in if you're a outside the United States and Canada, there's another number you can call. I don't have it offhand, but you can easily find it. Just go on the BBS Internet Radio Network site, and the phone number will be there for the call-in shows. This is Connect the Dots Theory. Rather, Connect the Dots Radio Show. And I'm on station one, listed at Saturday, 8 p.m. to 8:55 p.m. Central Time, Central Daylight Time. Of course, I do the show from New York City, but all shows are listed on BBS Radio as Central Time Zone. And that's the way it's done. I like to call this Radio Free America, because on this show, I can say whatever I want. You can call up and say whatever you want. You know, use a little discretion. Don't call up and ramble off 25 of your favorite four-letter words. What would be the point? You know, talk about points. You know, you ever look at a pair of dice? The number five, you know how a number five is set. It's like four dots on the corner and one in the center. Now, if you can imagine that center dot is the top of a pyramid, and the other four dots are representing the corners of the pyramid. You're looking down on top of that pyramid, you know? Number four on the dice, hey, it's a square. You know, if you can think of the dots representing the corners of a square, that would be a square. And if you talk about squares, we're not talking about the uncool here. Chessboard is like a square with many squares, 64 squares, small squares on a big square. 8x8, yeah, with all Canadian colors. And believe it or not, a checkerboard or chessboard is a representation for what's known as a deca-delta system that is related to creating DNA, RNA of life form. And they work with six chessboards of 64 squares. That comes to a total of 384 things to work with in relation to DNA, RNA. And if you know anything about human DNA, we only have the CATG, C-A-T-G. Between the spirals. And then, of course, there's actually different types of DNA that have three spirals, you know, instead of two. And, of course, I've said it before, our DNA is being worked in by the good guys of the faster vibrating realms. Whole universe is here in our solar system now, waiting for this planned ascension of planet Earth. Will it go up exactly as planned? I don't think so, but it's going to be close to that, that's for sure. And, of course, they run into a lot of problems, you know, over the years, over the millennia, over the millions, over the billions of years, Earth became infested with the largest concentration of negative forces in the whole universe. Yeah. And we're the last stronghold for the dark side, but they are being eliminated as I speak. Of course, if you look at the news going on, the mainstream media TV, you might think, like, nothing has changed. And you have good reason to believe that. You know, so here we are. There am I speaking on Radio Free America. The connect the dots, connect everything. I just connected some dots for you on dominoes or dice. Yeah. The one thing that doesn't geometrically connect with the dice, though, the number three is three dots in a row instead of, would make it more interesting, perhaps, if it was dots representing the three vertexes of an equilateral triangle. Perhaps in the future we'll have a new game with that. But equilateral triangles are very, very important. If if you are aware of the Platonic solids, and also what you can do, the shapes, how you can combine the equilateral triangles to form a few of the Platonic solids, you should know how important it is to also they can be put together one up, one down, and equal distance apart to create 6 points, two equilateral triangles, you can make the 6-pointed star. These are important things to comprehend in life, because a lot of what goes on in our reality here can be tied in with the other realms, other dimensions, through geometry. It's a known fact, if you build a pyramid, no matter what you build it with, it's going to automatically start to funnel energy from out there through simply by its shape. And a tetrahedron pyramid made out of equal lateral triangles superimposed over an upside down star tetrahedron, we can see. Two tetrahedrons put together make a star tetrahedron. And there's so many interesting things that go along with shapes. And so these are important things to be looking at. You know, and then numbers, you know, like everything starts from one, not zero, starts from one. And if you took 6 points equidistant from the one center point, you'd have a hexagon marking the vertices or corners of a hexagon if all the points are equidistant from the center. And you connect those dots and you would have a pizza pie or something like that. You'd have six identical equilateral triangles. Is that cool? Who cares? Well, this is these kind of shapes. Using equilateral triangles, squares, cubes, which could be that are made out of squares and circles, which could represent spheres. All these things, you combine them in different ways, and you have energy flowing in different ways, and you make connections from one realm to another, because these are the common denominators. The other common denominators are frequencies. Yeah. You know, the musical scale can teach us a lot, you know. You got seven basic notes that, again, start repeating into the next octave. And if you thought of, you could think of the different layers of reality as different octaves. And so everything is connected, you know. And in more ways than you realize. Key numbers are also the number 12. 13 is a cool number, too. If you put 12 points equidistant from a center point would be the 13th number. But the number 12, you ever wonder why it's out there so much in our lives? I mean, let's connect the dots. The face of the round clock has 12 big numbers. A 24-hour day is divided into 12 hours a.m. and 12 hours p.m. There are 12 months in the solar year. Grade school consists of 12 grades. Formal childhood ends at age 12. There are the 12 ages of the zodiac. Of course, people will say there's 13, and they'll say, well, there's 13 equal months would make more sense than 12 months with of different days. So whatever, the number 12 is out there. 12 is the basic dialing buttons on a phone. Originally, our solar system had 12 planets orbiting the sun. The famous Jesus of Nazareth had 12 hand-picked male disciples, a dozen and 12. A growth is 12 times 12. By the way, Jesus also, with his counterpart, Mary Magdalene, she had 12 female disciples. And so this number 12, it has been predominantly around and interconnected into our lives in more ways than we can even imagine. The 12 major vertical dimensions that people are most commonly referred to, of course. Now there's new information coming out from the Guardian Alliance. Ashiata Dean and her buddies there revealed info about the 13th, 14th, and 15th dimensions. But still, understanding the 12, because as I understand it, humans are of 12th-dimensional origin. And each of the 12 dimensions that we can travel into, and our higher self is up in the 12th dimension, is subdivided into 12 overtones. Again, we have that magic number, 12, partitioned by 12. We have 144 separate realities that could possibly be in the same space or overlapping each other. There are also, there's a famous book, The Keys of Enoch, reveals that the planet Earth has both 12 major natural time warp areas and 12 major artificial time warp areas. The Star of David configuration can be formed with 12 equilateral triangles. The outline of a perfectly shaped octahedron can be made with 12 straight lines of identical length. The outline of a cube can also be fashioned with 12 straight lines of identical length. geometric shape known as the dodecahedron has 12 faces. And it just goes on and on. I'm sure you can think of more. But so much for the numbers. Not everybody finds that interesting. And we have all various ideas of what's important. But I tell you what is important now. And here's the number 12 coming up again. There's in August, there's going to be three important meditations that we are being asked to participate in. And you can find out about them on the portal. That's 2012 again, yeah, 2012portal.blogspot.com. You can start learning about it there yourself. You know, it's a 5 more weeks away. And you can start getting your mindset ready to participate in these global meditations and gathering of the collective consciousness. So these get-togethers that you can do from your home or anywhere at the appropriate time, what's being advised now is that you get in touch with your higher self. We all have a higher self. And because of the stupid contracts we had assigned to be born into this world, we had to allow our previous life memories to be erased. These were the terms that the dark forces were imposing on people who were as fully locked down on planet Earth with all their evil electronic forms of control and other methods, too. So anyhow, Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation, not necessarily the Cobra from long, long ago, was out there giving hints and all stuff like that, but he's recommending that you try to contact your higher self. And by doing the command 1221, there's that number 12 again. And of course, 21 is 12 seconds. Command 1221, you speak it 3 times, and you mentally want to contact with your higher self. And or other beings from higher realms, perhaps members of the Galactic Confederation, or your life team. Yeah, everybody has a team, whether you know it or not. Most of us think we're in this world alone because we've been brainwashed to be isolated, compartmentalized by the controllers, the dark side, the dark forces, the black nobility, the 13 controlling families of Earth that still have a bit of power left and still controlling things. Look at all the wars still going on. You can't tell me they've given, don't have control on things. And they want to continue it because they want to serve their demonic hosts and friends. You know, the dark forces, they're in league with the devil and league with the other demons. And now, let's never give the devil too much credit, because the devil is just one of the invisible demons out there. There are many others just as bad, sometimes even worse, and they all conspire against good, decent humans to control us, to feed off our energies, to make fools of us, to make us suffer again, to please their demonic friends who enjoy suffering. And so the game is still being played out. The battle has been won as of December 21st, that's 1221, back in 2023. the battle was declared won. Light is victorious, victory of the light. But still these little skirmishes will continue up until the event. And if you don't know about the event, start looking it up. The portal is the best place to start looking. It's that moment of changeover, that special day. Jesus, the famous Jesus, actually, it's, you can find it in the Bible where he talks about that special day. There will be no other like it ever before, ever again, that amazing things will happen, and that will be the event. So to speak, a metamorphosis of a whole planet and a whole human group of people being metamorphosizing like a caterpillar into a butterfly. Your carbon and flesh-based system moving into a silicon-based system. And the diamond-like body, capable of much higher vibrations than the carbon model is, and it doesn't get old either. And then right after the event, we'll have the visitation of our galactic brothers and sisters. There's nothing more important than what I'm talking about now. Of course, your personal behavior is important. You need to fine-tune yourself. You know, do you think the galactic beings out there, the good ones, the benevolent ones, the friendly ones, want to meet somebody? You're carrying all this negative, low vibration baggage. You know, you still have hate in your heart. You seek revenge. You think it's cool to be cruel. You know, you're insulting your taking people down, putting people down, you're obnoxious, you can't, you're untrustworthy, you're jealous, and you're just all those bad, bad, bad things. And if that's you, you need to get rid of all that negative baggage because it gives you a low vibration. Our galactic brothers and sisters can just look at you and see how low your vibration is, and they won't want to have anything to do with you, believe me. And this ascension ride we're all going on, those who can't match up to the faster-moving, loving frequencies, love-based frequencies, where there is no hate, there is no anger, there is no revenge, there is no jealousy, there is no tormenting, only good, loving, friendly vibration. If you can't raise your vibration to that level, you will be cast aside, you know? And you won't make it with the ascension, you know? You'll be, things will, decisions about where you're going to go, or you might just, if you're a really bad person, individual, you won't give it a yes. You'll be just removed and tossed into the central sun, which is the total elimination of all your energy, all your ideas, anything you've ever done in your life. You will be, the cage will be ripped out of the book of life. You will be vacated, unknown, unremembered. Is that the future you want? I don't think so. Of course, some of these people are so far down the road with their evil behavior and obnoxious thinking, they won't be able to change by the moment of the event, and their future will be very dim and quick to end. But most of us ought to be able to make it. But again, it's up to you to fine-tune yourself. You know, every day you wake up and you have the opportunity to go out there and radiate all the good things you have to offer. Be friendly to people, help them out, assist those who need assistance. Be kind, considerate, Smile and the world smiles with you. Cry and you cry alone. It's kind of similar to that. Maybe it's not always that cut and dry simple, but you get the message I'm talking about, and that's basically where our focus of our minds needs to be. This ascension thing for planet Earth, there is nothing more important happening in the whole galaxy right now. You know? Not only the whole galaxy, the whole universe. We've got visitors from all aspects of the universe coming here to watch this event happen on Earth. When humanity finally gets freed, when the whole planet ascends and leaves the third dimension behind with all its conflicts and side-taking and problems. And because the new reality, as they're calling it, 5G, not to be confused with the 5G towers that are being placed up all over the place and creating negative energy for you, you know. Thank the dark side for that. Thank you, dark side, for creating more negative energy in our world. Some people are taking action of their own, and they have a right to. They're actually bringing down these antennas physically because they're harming who's ever in close proximity, and they're being used to mind control people. You know, the 5G is part of the toxic vaccine program. They can, if they got the nanobots into your body, and assuming you didn't die from all the other poisons that were in the toxic vaccines, those nanobots start making an antenna. They replicate inside you. Tiny nanobots can be inside your blood system. They can be hide many places in your body, you know? And you start replicating, and they get an antenna going in you. Some of these little nanobots can even make it into your brain. Of course, that's where they want them. They can make a good antenna for your brain, and they can send you messages, signals. I mean, there's other ways to do it, too, but this is all part of the plan, and the 5G helps turn those mind-controlling signals on better, you know? That's why we still have crazy people going out there and killing people for nothing, because there's a large selection of people that have these nanobots in them that self-replicate, and those who have the technology to send the messages out there, AI messages into AI parts stuck in your body, they can take a large variety of people, and they can tell them to go out and do something terribly wrong, and the person will do it, not knowing he's being sort of telepathically communicated to do bad things. In fact, that's how the demons do it. They don't need the physical technology. They know that all the mind beings know that humans are telepathic, and those who have weak minds, they simply send you telepathic messages to get you to do bad things. And this goes on day in, day out. And the fact that those in law enforcement never want to consider these realities, it's part of the reason we have a crime problem that just continuously goes on. Because they're missing the point. They're not understanding that mind control is a reality. And most of the bad things that happen in this world are those under mind control. Like, look at the leaders. I'll tell you, somebody who's under mind control, whether he knows it or not. That whack job in Israel. Netanyahu, they named that Yahoo after him or something. But the guy, you know, the guy has no feelings for people. He's a New World Order pawn, a significant player on the chessboard, but at the same time, he is being controlled by negative ETs from other worlds. And some of them are still around. And you can mind control people from a distance, isn't it? This is the stuff going on. And what else is happening? More crop circles are appearing all the time. Notice they all have geometric patterns to them. And being a geometric pattern, it's a message. You know, we have a variety of crop circles. And they keep coming. They pretty much got to figure out how these things are made now. But despite that, there is an outside intelligence behind it. You know, could it be Mother Earth? Mother Earth has an intelligence. Again, read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I give amazing true stories about how Mother Earth interacts with us. And all other amazing things. Pictures say 1,000 words. And pictures of unusual looking spacecraft pop up in my book. Nobody else has these pictures. All the ones you've seen so far, the ones I have pictures of UFO craft hovering over the places I have been. They're so unique. No one has put pictures out like that. Does anybody care? I don't know. Apparently not, because these pictures have been floating around for a number of years now. You only get 43 pages of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that you can see for free here at Google. And Google the name of the book, Connect the Dots Theory, by me, Tom Edison. If you don't say it by Tom Edison, they'll send you a curveball down a different alley, and you won't even know the book is out there. But that guy, I think Steve Jobs, you just write the word Connect the Dots, and you always bring him up, you know. I'm the guy who wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory, and I've got the show to connect the dots, and that's what I do all the time. Every day I'm out there, I'm connecting dots, this connecting to that connecting to this. And it's a never-ending connecting story. Everything is connected to everything, yeah, believe it or not. And once in a while, there's people. One of the big problems we have today in 2025, there's so many generations things were lost, and the messages of the dying generations wasn't relayed to the newer generations. So that there's many people, young people in 2025, they know close to nothing about what transpired in the last generation, except the same things they keep drumbeating over and over again. But each generation after World War II became more intelligent, to the point of the end of the 1950s, all through the 60s and through the 70s, the children, well, kind of ended in the early 70s. I say from right around, let's just say 1960, the kids born after World War II, by the time the end of the 50s, all through the 60s, the children were smarter than their parents. And that became disappearing during the children that were being born in the late 60s to the early 70s. So parents that had their children at the beginning of the 70s, their children never got to be as intelligent as they were. Where many of the kids born right after the baby boomers, after World War II, grew up to become smarter than their parents, and this was going on. And then there was the flow, there was a coherent mainstream society in America, and then as the 70s came in, everything was off shooting in its own different directions. And there wasn't a mainstream America anymore in many aspects of society. First being the music. You know, the music played during the 1960s, it represented the culture of what was happening then. You know, it was right at the forefront of everything, and music was uniting the youth of that time, the teenagers, people in their early 20s. And then, starting with the 70s, the children that would not be smarter than their parents, the baby boomers, those children were losing some of the connection of one generation, passing its information on to the next generation. It started with the headphones, I believe, and then the boom boxes, and then black culture had its own music venue. White culture split off into country, heavy metal, acid rock, and rock and roll was kind of fading out, you know. And there was all offshoots of it. And, of course, the Beatles opened up the music industry where anything was possible now, and different varieties of different things moved on. Today, if you look for rock and roll music in 2025, the closest thing you can find is country music, believe it or not. They still got some twanging guitars and stuff like that. And then when the synthesizers, the portable ones came out during the 70s, again, that was, kind of changing what was considered rock and roll into a new format of semi-rock, contemporary music. All different names started popping up. And then, of course, we had a resurgence of the rockabilly, which was an isolated area itself. And, we had rap, hip-hop, soul music still continued to some extent. And then there was New Age, and then there was techno and dance music and DJ music, and we have lost the collective continuous thinking of humanity. We have all these different generations now that are kind of somewhat isolated in a sense. And then it all morphed into the phone generations, where people, young kids, were having access to cell phones, and it became the cell phone world and the texting world. And people were using this as crutches, and the lack of communication was intensifying among the young people to where they didn't really know how to handle a conversation now. And that's still prevalent today. So many young people walking around with phones, unless they're involved with sports and playing on teams and stuff like that, they're walking around with cell phones. I see it all the time. I drive down the street, two young guys walking down the street, both of them in separate roles with their separate phone conversations with separate people, you know? And this is not good for society at all, you know? And kind of, I just thought of something funny. You know, I guess if the mad scientists had any control of the human race, and they are hired by mad world power hungry people, that babies in the future, they want to morph the human beings into some kind of strange creature, you know? Somewhere, if things were to continue going the way they are, all humans in, let's say, 20, 30 years, they would all have to be their DNA mixed with. So all humans would be born with three arms, because you would need that third arm. Because no matter what you were doing, you need the third arm to hold the cell phone. So you can take a picture of yourself, whatever else you might be doing. And to answer the phone, you might be doing something, and you don't have to stop what you're doing. Go ahead, that third hand to manipulate the phone. Well, mad scientists dream of the future. I don't think that'll happen. Of course, they are still cloning bodies. They are still doing half-rate experiments with some of these negative ET races, you know. And these things are not only going on Earth, they're going on in other places, but it's all coming to an end, and the end is going to be all played out here on planet Earth, and that is why everyone in the universe that has a spacecraft that can make it here with advanced technologies, you know, going through portals and wormholes and whatever, coming back from the future. Yeah, you go back, go into the future, and come back from the future, too. And I might have mentioned before, it's called Blaine. To be able to go into another, back into the future, or even into the future, to a point in time, and do something there to change many realities, all in the flash of a second, eliminating some things that weren't, that all of a sudden are gone. The it's called blank slate technology, and it is having the knowledge of how to move through time and into a spot you want to do, and you want to erase something. And so maybe if you, if an easy example, maybe if you felt it was, the United States would have been better if Abraham Lincoln wasn't assassinated, you could go back in time and kill the guy Booth who shot him. And but that might have other changes. Or you could go back, if you didn't like what Germany did, go back and see that the parents of Hitler, of Adolf Hitler, never had children, so that he wouldn't come to be. Of course, they would have found somebody else, because that whole Nazi thing, it was a control group thing. I mean, controlled by the world controllers and the demons, and they picked their man. Yeah, he's going to do good for us, create all war, make suffering, and, you know, we'll use him as far as we can. And, of course, that's how it did play out. Now they've got, we could almost say a new Hitler, Netanyahu, who's close to filling the boots of there. And we got that crazy Kulami Salami guy in Iran, I mean, who's been making people suffer ever since the Islamic Revolution over there. Another devil in disguise, along with Stalin, who has still, I mean, might have the world's record for killing the most number of people of a dictator. I think it's 60 million people, you know, they talk about Hitler. But Stalin's record is still supreme. I think they believe he killed about 60 million innocent people with his military henchmen. And, you know, so all this is still playing out. And occasionally I write a poem. And this poem I might as well read tonight, because when the future comes along, this poem won't be pressed. It mentions things like famous Twilight Zone episodes, the monsters from Maple Street. If you're not familiar with the Twilight Zone episodes, well, you need to definitely look at the ones you serve, man, because thing is very similar to that, that it actually play out in the final days before the event. So here's how this poem goes. Let me see. I even forget if I had a name for it. Oh, yeah. I called it Speaking of Observations and Comprehension by Tom Edison. Hey, that's me. Your host of Connected Dots. Yes, I am Tom Edison. And it goes like this. Those of us who understand, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. This 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. As evil stalks at all our doors, the tension becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. It's time to take sides, because there's nowhere to run. Is it all in vain? Who is to blame? Has been planned that way, they say. A plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Nickel Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We the people are being led down a one-way dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of it makes any sense. Has logic been tuned in cement? Too many rules and regulations, the phony situations plus more frustration. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. The creatures from behind time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper thought holographic projections. They've already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us to our own self-annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms that subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. The evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints of plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how the people are being turned into sheeple? As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. So it's time for everybody to wake up. It's time to turn off the TV and the cell phone and clear all the clutter that's been clogging your mind while there's still time for you to regain control of your mind. For you to connect with the higher reality, for you to connect with your higher self. This is an effort that everyone has to do for themselves. Sometimes it's easier with the help of participating in a meditation. Well, there's three big meditations coming up in August, and if you're listening to my voice, you need to find a reason to participate in them. Meanwhile, new products are out there on the marketplace using frequency energies, right? Technology machines, spooky too machines that utilize right technologies, frequencies that can be broadcast remotely and in between scalar towers. And we have tachyon chambers that are hooked into a wormhole generated by a spacecraft out there in space, not far from Earth. And you pay money to spend time in these things. There's also something new I came across just last week. I can't think of the name, but it utilizes these fantastic-looking lights coming out of a pillar. And They're beautifully colored, and they can you can set them up in geometric patterns, like star patterns, triangle patterns, and anything to do with sacred geometry type patterns. And the person that is winning, he creates a plasma field, and the plasma energy can be healing. And of course, your intention and belief is important in all these things too. And this is, I don't have at the tip of my tongue who to contact for these things, but it's something based out of the good old USA here, and it's just another good tool being made available. And of course, if you can get your hands on some emeralds, they're good healing tools also, and large crystals, the clearer the better, double termination crystals are very powerful. And these are one-time things you buy, and then you can teach yourself how to utilize them and begin healing yourself and your friends. Forget about allopathic medicine, you know, going to the hospital and stuff. These people have been, you know, dumping this fake medicine on us. They can do a few things, you know, you get an accident, they can sew all your body parts back together and get you back on your feet, but they don't understand the human body. They don't understand realism. And yet, they're all willing, because they're getting paid to do this. Half the TV commercials out there on free TV, regular TV, the major networks are, you know, still trying to con people that vaccines is a good thing. Yeah, you know, your child doesn't have to suffer with acne. Get a vaccine for it, you know. Oh, protect them from some invisible disease you'll never come in contact with, but just protect them anyhow. And talk to your local doctor, and he'll tell you what to do about it. And, you know, they're still conning the people in the wrong direction. They're still giving information out over the TV, inaccurate information that's only going to be non-beneficial to ever to take the advice. And they're trying to sell everybody on insurance. If you have an understanding of truth, then you aren't in connection with yourself and hopefully a higher reality from a faster vibrating dimension. You don't need insurance. You have power in your mind and your intention. There's power in your words. So be careful what you speak. You know, they've taken pictures of water. You speak something nice into the water, and it becomes perfect and crystalline. You say something bad into the water, and it becomes a chaotic mess, like a pile of mud. So your words do have power. So there's no reason for sending bad things to people, because you're just dragging us all back down again. We don't want to be dragged down. We want to collectively come together and focus on good intentions, peace on earth, love for everyone, love for the animals too. Set the animals free, you know? Stop this imprisonment of animals that's done by corporations. The, anyhow, this was Golden Radio Show, but I'm running out of time. And so we're going to come to the end of the show. If you don't know by now, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. Tell your friends to tune in next week. And I do the show as if I'm a college professor, a teacher. I can talk about anything pretty much. Rarely has anyone spoken to me anything that I couldn't comprehend. And I don't need 10 degrees from 10 universities to make that claim. I'm self-educated. And beyond any education you could get at an Orthodox university. Sure, there's a few things. I don't know the chemical formula for your bad breath, but or something like that, but I don't need to talk about something intelligently. You know, basically, bad breath, there's two things. You haven't been scraping your gum. You got bad bacteria in there. You're not drinking green tea or chewing on ginger or brushing your teeth properly. Plenty of reasons for bad breath. You got food stuck between your teeth. You never bother to pick it out. So much for that. But I don't need to go to college to know about bad breath. Neither do you. Anyhow, hey, you know, the worker deserves his wages. I'm out here every Saturday evening, 8 p.m. Central Time. You know, 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, New York City Time. And I'm working, you know. I'm sharing the information. I'm trying to inspire you to start doing more things for yourself, to be part. There's no more room for people to sit on the fence. You got to make your choice. You're going to be a good person or a bad person, and there's no future in being a bad person. So anyhow, I've got things that ways that you can. I'd like people to subscribe to my show. Go to BBS Internet Radio. Go to the schedule. Station 1, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. My name is Tom Edison. Go click on either one of those, the name of the show or my name, and go down until you find subscribe. You can start as easy as $2.99. If everyone listened to me, would just pay $2.99 a month to subscribe to my show, I'd have an income, you know? It costs me money to do the show. I lose money. And, of course, I have two albums out there on CD, Baby. 23 songs on Songs Better Than Dylan. You can download any one of them for 99 cents. You first get to listen to them for free all the way through. How about that? You can find that stuff on YouTube. The other album by CD Baby is American Party Songs, 12 songs on there. You ought to be able to find one you like and download it. So I get paid 90 cents for each song. 9 cents goes to CD Baby, and it's a fair arrangement. It's an opportunity for me to make some money. And subscribe to my show. Tell your friends about it. Maybe tell some of your friends who subscribe to shows to listen to my show and subscribe. Plus, hey, it's a call-in radio show. You know? Subscribe to a show, and you have an opportunity to call in any time during that hour that I'm on and talk about something important. You know? Don't call up to say watermelons are on sale at the supermarket for $2.99. No. That's not that important. Anyhow, come to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You get to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, A Youth Apart in Time. Hey, I am for you. 30 seconds of music here, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on my album. Song's Better Than Dylan. And listen to the words. I call it my anthem, because I gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied with your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here until next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, 'cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without freedom, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that walked on by now stop to look, 'cause I